أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you remember, the topic and the discussion is the characteristics of Islamic theory of metaethics. So far, I have touched a number of characteristics of Islamic morality. In the last characteristic, the last quality, which I touched in my previous speech, was about impartiality. I pointed out that Islamic ethics is in impartial ethics. It is based on impartiality. I quoted many documents and evidence from Islamic sources to prove that Islamic ethics is impartial, Islamic morality is impartial. I mentioned that Islam emphasizes on harmony between words and practices. Islam emphasizes on truthfulness and honesty. Islam stresses on the principle of justice. If a Muslim gives importance to all these issues, he will be surely a person who is of good morality and who is a person who is impartial. It is impossible to act on these issues and at the same time not be impartial. Acting on these principles, acting on these issues, will require you to be impartial. They require you to be free from prejudice. They require you to be free from bias. As long as you are prejudiced, you cannot be impartial. As long as you are biased, you cannot be impartial. So impartiality is a must from the Islamic point of view. But according to Islamic thinking, every one of us cannot be impartial. Maybe you try to be impartial, I try to be impartial, but we cannot be impartial. The only people, the only figures who are impartial and who are really impartial are the infallibles. The infallible imams, the infallible prophets, they are the people who are really impartial, and they are the people who take into account the interests of everybody. And their judgments, their decisions are free from prejudice and free from bias, and they are really impartial. If we want to reach the stage of impartiality, we must follow the examples of the infallible imams. We must follow the example of the infallible prophets. By following them, by obeying their commandments, we will be able to be mature enough to pass judgments that are qualified and that are impartial. Another characteristic of Islamic metaethics is, as I mentioned before, moderation. Islam is very much concerned about moderation. Islam is fed up with extremism. Islam does not favor extremism of any sort. It always backs up moderation, moderate thinking, moderate behavior, and moderate dealing. As I pointed out, and as I cited, actually, traditions and verses from Islamic sources, moderation is something that is part and parcel of Islam. As I mentioned before, if you look at the creation of man, if you pay a glance at the creation of human being, you will come to realize that we can move in accordance with our creation when we are moderate. In the moment we start to go to the extremes, we begin to ignore the philosophy of our creation. We ignore the principles of our creation. According to Islamic sources, man is created of two elements, as I said before, emotion, or you can say passion, and intellect. These two elements are combined together, and out of which human being is created. Then this creation, or the examination of creation, tells us to pay attention to both. We must pay attention to intellect, and we must pay attention to passion. By paying attention to both elements, we can be a moderate person. If we pay attention only to our intellect, then we will not be a human being. We will be an angel, because it is angel that is created of intellect alone. And if we pay attention to passion alone, then we will be included in the animal kingdom, because animals are created of passion. And if we capitalize too much on passion, if we give importance too much on passion, then we will be one of the animals, an animal among the different kinds of animals. Because animals are pursuing their passions. They don't have any objective other than fulfilling their desires, their passions. And if we restrict ourselves to satisfying our passions, we will be one animal among the different types of animals. So we will be human beings when we pay attention to both elements that constitute our being. I mean, the intellect and passion. So the philosophy of our creation tells us to be moderate. The philosophy of our creation tells us not to go to the extremes. And there are also verses. I may quote some of these verses that tell us to be moderate. Look at this verse. What does it say? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Who are good people? Who are standard Muslims? Who are standard believers? The standard believers, good believers, are those who do not go to extremes while spending. When you are extravagant, you are an extremist. When you are a stingy person, not ready to spend at all, again you are an extremist. How can you avoid extremism? You can avoid extremism by invoking moderation, by appealing to moderation. The Holy Quran says, those who are not extravagant nor stingy in their spendings, they are the good people. When you are neither extravagant and nor stingy, you will be a moderate person. And a moderate person is a good person. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are moderate. They are in between the two extremes. We were talking about extremism, how to avoid extremism and how to become moderate. The verse tells us to be a moderate person and avoid extremism of any sort. This verse is about moderation and avoidance of extremism. It is, according to the interpreters of the Holy Quran, about the people of Samud. They were not a moderate people. They were extremists. And because of that, this verse tells us that Prophet Samud came and was sent to preach them and to give them advice to leave extremism. Instead of extremism here, the word extravagance or israf is used. Israf or extravagance can be used in different cases, but the meaning is the same. When you leave moderation and go to the extremes, then you are an extravagant. Usually people use the word extravagance when they talk about economic matters. But extravagance is not restricted to economic matters. It can include each and everything. If you are a moderate person in your spendings, then you are a moderate and not an extremist. Similarly, in our beliefs, if you are a moderate person in your beliefs, then you are not an extravagant. But if you are not moderate, of course, then in such a case, you are extravagant. Similarly, look at your practices. Are you moderate in your practices? Are you moderate in your behaviors? Are you moderate in your dealing with others? If you are moderate, then you are not an extravagant. But if you are not moderate, then you are an extravagant. You are an extremist. The people of Samud were not moderate. They were, according to the Holy Quran, extremist or extravagant. Why? Because they did not follow God. They were worshipping idols. They were not following the truth, and they were following falsehood. They were doing what had to be avoided. And therefore, God talks ill of them, saying they were not good people. Prophet Samud was sent to them to advise them to leave their path, to leave extremism, and to join the truth, and to join moderation. And it was saying to them, Be moderate in your spendings. Be moderate in your dealings. Be moderate in your behavior. This is what Islam advises us to do. There is another verse that also says the same thing. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَ إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Do not be, or be neither extravagant nor stingy. If you are extravagant, you will go bankrupt. And you will regret for it. Because if you spend very lavishly, if your spending is not based on any calculation, then sooner or later you will go bankrupt. You will be flat broke. So again, the holy verse tells us to be considerate, to be calculating, to be looking at the future. If you are a man of calculation, if you are a man of consideration, you will be a moderate person. When you are an extremist in anything, you will regret sooner or later. For example, in your spending, if you spend very much lavishly, sooner or later you will go bankrupt. You will become poor. You will have nothing to spend. Similarly, in your dealing with others, when you do not observe the rules, when you are not moderate, when you deal with others as you wish, then sooner or later you will miss your friends. You will not be able to befriend others. Instead, you will lose your friends, and others will turn hostile towards you. So all this will make you to regret. In order not to reach such a conclusion, such a bad end, be moderate. There is another verse that again advises us to be moderate. It tells, كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. God says, we have made you ummatan wasatan, an example for all nations. Ummatan wasatan, a moderate nation. A moderate nation is an example, a model for all nations. لِتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, to be an example for all other people. If you are moderate, you will be an example. You will be an ideal example for every other nation. وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the Holy Prophet be an example for you, and so that the Holy Prophet be an example for you. So again, there is a link between becoming an example and being a moderate person or nation. You cannot be an example for others unless you are moderate, unless you avoid extremism. Unfortunately, nowadays, there are groups which call themselves Muslims, but they are adhering to the principle of extremism. And by doing such things and by adhering to extremism, they do not serve Islam. They do not do anything in favor of Islam. As a matter of fact, they are undermining Islam. They are destroying Islam, knowingly and or unknowingly. Our age is different from that of the past. Our era is different from that of the past. Today, it is the age of communication. It is the age of dialogue. Our age is the age of logic. Our age is the age of civilization. If you have a logical opinion, if you have a logical theory, then come and present your theory. If your theory is of sound basis, if your theory is logical, people will welcome your theory. People will accept your theory. People will embrace your idea. But of course, if your idea is not based on sound basis, if your theory is not that much strong, then of course you should not expect others to follow your theory and to follow your point of view. What is important nowadays is paying attention to logic. We must be logical, we must be reasonable, and we must try to make our theories reasonable. If your theories are reasonable, your theories will be accepted by the public, by different figures. If they are not reasonable, if they are not logical, then of course they will not be accepted. So we do not need to impose our ideas on others by means of violence, by means of adhering to violent means. We do need to advance our ideas through such means, as long as we have logic, as long as we have sound reasoning. Of course, Islam is very rich. Islam enjoys having a very strong logic, a very strong philosophy. We are just in need of a sound environment. We are just in need of a peaceful climate. If we have a peaceful climate and if we are given the chance to present Islamic theories, then Islam will itself go ahead and Islam will not face any difficulty. The thing is that we should try to create an environment wherein we are able to present our ideas. We don't need any weapons, we don't need any bullets, we don't need any bloodshedding. And those who go to such directions, they are knowingly or unknowingly destroying Islam. The image they give from Islam is different from true Islam, because true Islam is an Islam that respects peace. A true Islam is an Islam that respects peaceful coexistence. A Islam that does not recognize such kind of things, it is a fabricated Islam. It is an Islam that is produced by certain, you can say, unpopular figures. Yes, that is another quality of Islamic ethics. Be moderate and try to preach moderation to others. That is the message of this session. Thank you very much.